The controversial photographer Bill Henson wants people to make up their own mind about his art, labelled by some as child pornography. When police closed down his 2008 Sydney exhibition, featuring semi-nude photographs of a young girl, the then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd denounced the works as revolting. The photographer is now in Adelaide to open his first exhibition there. One series of photographs includes a partially obscured and naked teenage boy. Bill Henson told Nance Haxton he holds grave concerns about proposals by the Australian Law Reform Commission to introduce a classification system for works of art.
We'll be one of the only countries in the world to have a system if that's the case. I think that it would be, quite frankly, absurd, but, you know, I'm biased.
Film and TV have had that kind of classification for decades, but you see that art would be quite a separate proposition to that?
I do think art is not just entertainment. I think the arts are far more important, and they're a far more serious and valuable part of our society and our civilization. A friend of mine once sort of said, a barrister said to me, you know, without the law we'd have no society. But without art, we'd have no civilization. So I believe that the arts in general are far more important and should be viewed in a separate light to just the kind of what I would call popular culture and the business of, you know, popular music and mainstream cinema. I believe there are differences. People might disagree with that. A lot of people don't disagree with the idea of high culture and low culture. But I think the thing is, one has to consider the, you know, whether or not we place any importance on the arts and whether we give arts the sort of the space that they need to you know, to not just to inspire but to challenge our society.
I suppose I relate this to, of course, when you were thrust into the spotlight in 2008. I mean, how, when the police shut down your Sydney exhibition, how have you responded to that since? Have you deliberately laid low? There hasn't perhaps been a lot of your works exhibited, or have you just tried to push on as normal?
I think things have carried on just as normal. You know, I did a very big show in Sydney last year, a big show in Melbourne this year, one in New York last year. I haven't changed what I do at all, and I have no intention of changing what I do. I think it's very important to keep a sense of proportion in these things too. You know, it's a really sort of fundamental thing that you don't allow these kind of flurries of sort of these little panics that sort of get sort of, you know, cranked up to sort of shake your conviction or your belief. Sometimes I'm asked by students, was it difficult or was it hard or something to that effect? And it makes me smile because you have to kind of step back from these things and say, well, hard? I don't know. I think growing up on the wrong side of the tracks in Africa might be hard, or, you know, being a Jew in Hitler's Europe, hard, but being, you know, chased around the block by a couple of goons from Fairfax, not really hard.
So it hasn't affected the approach you have to your work and how you choose your subject matter?
No, I think if anything, it's just strengthened my convictions. As you work, you are full of doubts about the work you do, but those doubts are to do with the sort of the aesthetics, the nature of the picture and whether the picture is any good. And I think that's a continuous process of a rise and fall in doubt and confidence that all artists go through, no matter what the medium. But in terms of the way in which you're talking about it in relation to 2008, no, I don't think it's made any difference at all. If anything, just perhaps strengthened my conviction about the importance of art in general, and that's that.
So perhaps hopeful that Adelaide audiences can come to see your art and make decisions on that for themselves.
Well, that's the important thing, and I think it often surprises people who've only seen the work in a reproduction in book or online, even when they sort of find themselves in front of what I wanted to be, you know, the final product, if you want to call it, the final sort of form that this thing is meant to be.
Photographer Bill Henson speaking there to Nance Haxton in Adelaide.